47. Saint. I'm sitting in my office watching Ashton on my computer. I do it all the time. It's consuming to the point I want to punch myself in the fucking face. She scared herself today. I'm not surprised. She can't sit still. I knew she wouldn't stay confined to her room unless I tied her to her bed and locked her door from the outside. My cell rings and I look down to see a familiar number. Hello? I answer. Hey, man. I have an assignment, the Lord says in greeting. I sit back on my seat. Okay, how can I help? I'm assuming he called me for a reason. It's to deliver a Lord to you. Are you on your way now? I ask, already getting to my feet. No, that's the thing. I have to go get him first. I smile. Need help? It's been a long time since I've gone hunting. Nowadays, they're dropped off at our front doors. Honestly, there's no rush anymore. It's the same old shit. Now that Ashton's back, I need more. I'm bored. I need blood and something bigger than her to keep my mind busy. He chuckles. Sure. How far out is he? His last known location, he was held up in a rundown motel 2 hours out of town. I'm already headed to the office door to leave. Meet me here at Carnage. I'll drive. 30 minutes later, I'm standing outside of Carnage in the Circle Drive when I see the headlights of the W Motors Lycan Hypersport coming down the drive. It pulls right up front and the engine shuts off. The Lord gets out and smirks at me, leaning up against the car I pulled from the garage. A hearse? Really? Riot smirks, removing a duffel bag. I push off the front. It has the room we need. Locking his car, he climbs into the passenger seat and looks at the back. Jesus, are we dropping off a dead body on the way? I started up, smirking. My eyes go to the casket that is in the back. No, it's to transport him back. He laughs, and his phone rings. Pulling it out of his front pocket, he answers it while I drive away from Carnage. I inhale the fresh air, knowing that I can breathe better without Ashton so close. My skin already tingles with what I'm about to go do. Hello, little one, he answers softly. Yeah, I'll be a while. Pause. Have fun with Lake. Call Tyson or Sin if you need anything. I won't be able to answer once I get there, he nods to himself. I spoke to Sin a minute ago, and they were about to head that way once Ellie was ready. Another pause. Once I'm done, I'll head over to Tyson's. He chuckles. Yes, I'll wake you up. I love you. He hangs up and pockets his cell once more. Silence fills the car, and when I realize he's not going to talk, I reach over and turn on the radio, and Five Finger Death Punch Welcome to the Circus fills the speakers of the hearse. I can't take a 2-hour drive in silence. I need to drown out my thoughts and clear my head.